Gentlemen moderators, Dr. Elder Rear, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to be back before you in this discussion to talk for a little while about Jesus is the Messiah, the only begotten Son of God, was crucified for the sin of the world, and the New Testament is God's final revelation. As you recall, I repeatedly made my appeal to what the New Testament says. Dr. Elder Rear said that those documents are not reliable. They were written by men that were not eyewitnesses. After all, they were removed, some of them, as much as 50 years. What we really need to do is listen to men who lived 2,000 years after that, because most of what he had to say would be written by people that lived several thousand years later. I raise the question, is there a true gospel, true copy of the gospel and Torah anywhere outside the Quran? And he said, only what is in the Quran. Someday I'd like for somebody to listen to that tape and explain to me how only what is in the Quran is that which is pure and that which is authentic, and then get him to explain to me how Dr. Elder Rear learned that Jesus said in John 8:28, you will not read that in the Quran, that Jesus said in John 14:2, you will not read that in the Quran, that Jesus said in Mark 17:29, you won't read that in Mark, because Mark doesn't have 17 chapters, and I know it doesn't have 29 verses. I'm sure that was a slip of the tongue, and I was merely being facetious. But in the point I'm getting at is, we had a whole host of scriptures given to us that I thought were not authentic. We've been listening to him for 3 or 5 speeches argue that what we have is not authentic, that they're unreliable, therefore take these unreliable, non-authentic scriptures to prove that Jesus didn't mean what he said in those others. Now that's a puzzle to me, how he could make that claim. And if he'll help us out on that, I would appreciate it. But we'll notice more about that later. We made some comment, and probably will say some more about the Quran tomorrow night. He keeps saying how Muhammad said it, the people wrote it down, and then they read it back to him to verify it. Dr. Elder Rear, I want to ask you this question. How did Muhammad know that what they wrote was what they said they wrote? He says, God said. They wrote down something else, and they repeated back to him, God said. See it right there? He didn't know whether that's what they wrote or not. How did he know that? There's no way he could know it. I maintain, just like I did all the time, he was illiterate. He could neither read nor write. We don't know who wrote it. Just exactly what we said. He said that I have finally agreed that we do not have the New Testament or Old Testament original. Now, I had that on a chart before we ever got here. I knew we did not have the New Testament originals, nor do we have the Old Testament original, nor do we have the original Quran. It's not in existence. If it is, let him produce it. And it will settle a lot of discussions. As a matter of fact, his discussion is not so much with me as it is with some others. As a matter of fact, he said, I've just used scholars that really are enemies of Islam. Well, we could show some in Oxford University that say the very same thing, and chances are we will before the discussion is over. If I understood him correctly, he said that I claimed that Othman had altered 20 copies. No, that's not what I was saying. What I was saying was a scientific investigator of the history of the Quran said that he had found reports where the original were in 20 different places. He said there were just 4 of them. How did those 4 get in 20 different places? There were 20 different places claiming to have the original. He said there was only 1 original and then 3 copies, and they burnt up all the others. At least that's what the claim is. He talked some about the special way of reading Arabic and all of that, and we'll probably get into that more maybe tomorrow night and maybe some other pronunciation, but right now we're simply going over the material he gave. In answer to the question, he said the 4 Gospels contain fragments of the truth, but not all the truth. But he quoted from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, all of those to prove that Jesus really did not claim to be the Son of God. The question that I raised to begin with, how can you tell which ones are authentic and which ones are not? And you know what his answer is? Those that agree with the Quran are authentic, and those that don't are not. How do you decide that? Because of prejudice. I believe the Quran. That's how. We have documents hundreds of years older than the Quran. Does he believe them? No. We have documents hundreds of years older than the Quran that claim this is what Jesus said. A man comes along 500 years later and says it didn't happen. He said, I believe what he said. He wasn't there, didn't claim to be. He said the most miraculous thing about, and we urged a while ago, Muhammad did no miracles, made no claim to do miracles. When the Jews pressed him to do miracles and the pagans pressed him to do miracles, the only thing that he would do would say, here is what I've said, you produce another one like it. Anybody that's ever had 5 minutes with a Mormon has met the same argument. How could Joseph Smith, an unlettered and unlearned and ignorant man, produce the Book of Mormon, plus the Doctrines and Covenants, plus the Pearl of Great Price, plus the Testament? How could he do that? I'd really like to hear a discussion between a Mormon and a Muslim. I believe it'd be very interesting. Both of them claim they've got later revelation. Neither one of them believe the Bible that we have, and both of them have the same proof, that is, the testimony of the man that gave it and nothing else. If I understood, and I'm sure I didn't, but if I understood what he said that I admitted that what we have is the original Quran. No, I don't believe that. I don't believe we have the original, just like we do not have the original of the letter to the Romans. But can we recover by what we do have that which was contained in the original? I believe we can in the case of the Quran. I believe we can in the letter to the Romans. I believe we can in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. He said, please tell me, in the light of what we know about Paul, when Jesus cautioned us about false teachers, did it ever occur to you that Jesus meant Paul? And the answer to that is no, it never occurred to me that Jesus meant Paul. Because Jesus appeared to Paul. He said that Paul said he had a vision. And I say, how do you know that, Dr. Elrich? How do you know Paul claimed to have a vision of anything? Surely you wouldn't appeal to the New Testament writings of Paul, because these are not reliable. These are not authentic. And if you're going to take Paul's claim that Jesus appeared to him, then you're going to take something you admit is not authentic. How do you know Paul made such a claim? How do you know his name was Paul? Just like we know the man's name was Simon Peter, I believe that's right. But Simon Peter said, I'm an eyewitness, and Paul said, I am an eyewitness. Paul said, have I not seen Jesus our Lord? He has said repeatedly, Paul was not an eyewitness of Jesus' mission. Now, he was not, as far as we know, an eyewitness of life, of Christ's life on earth. But he was an eyewitness of the resurrected Christ. He saw him with his own eyes. He talked with him. And one of the strongest arguments you'll ever run across is how a vile persecutor of the church became its most ardent advocate and brings forth the most telling evidence that Jesus was indeed raised from the dead. And Paul said, I have seen him. He said Paul claimed to have had a vision. I say, how did he know that? If what we have that Paul wrote is not authentic, how do we know Paul made any such of a claim? He said earlier, and here I want to go over my... How much time I got, Carol? I want to go over the material that I have presented and notice one or two things. I have called your attention that we have eyewitness testimony that Jesus is the Son of God. Peter said, we did not follow cunningly devised fables, but were eyewitnesses. What did he say in answer to that? That's an interpolation, an incrustation on the gospel. What did he offer as proof? Something somebody said 2,000 years later. Did he examine the evidence? No. He simply asserted that is not so. We are not going to take his assertion. We call for evidence to the contrary and not just an assertion. We also showed how Jesus proved his claim by his miracles, and the Quran acknowledges that he did do the miracles. But we said it's not just miracles that Jesus did, but he did miracles in proof of the claim that he is the Son of God, and God endorsed that claim. God said, this is my Son. We have eyewitness and ear witnesses that were there that heard the voice. He has not examined the evidence. He has simply said, it didn't happen. He talked about, well, we won't go into that because we won't have time. But we'll simply notice that he has not examined the evidence. He simply said, these people were not there. But we have shown you that Simon Peter was an eyewitness, a personal companion of Jesus Christ. Instead of looking at the evidence, he simply said, they weren't there. They were not there. We've shown you that Jesus claimed that he was going to be crucified, that we have an eyewitness that saw him when he was. He said, we don't know what his name was. We don't know what the man's name or the men's name that held the pen that wrote it on leather or parchment or bones either. But that does not stop him from believing it. That's not his problem. Furthermore, let's look at some of the things that he said in John chapter 8. He said, and by the way, when we talked about Jesus being God, his being divine, we made the point, I believe, in every speech. Equal as to deity, subordinate as to function. Jesus is divine, yes. Jesus also was human. He was God-man. A unique being, if ever there were one. And when he said, my Father is greater than I, that's right. Subordinate as to function. But you will not read where Jesus said, my Father is better than I. There is your equality as to essence, substance, nature, deity. My Father is greater, greater as to function. I believe in many ways. Gerald Ford is greater than the man who is the janitor at the White House. That does not mean he is better than he is, though, does it? So when Jesus said, my Father is greater, greater as to function, perhaps, but no way is he talking about deity or equality. And I do not know what he meant in Mark 17:29, because there is no such passage. My God, he said, why hast thou forsaken me? We have made the point, and that's exactly on the subject. Jesus not only was divine, but he was human, the God-man. And when he said, Father, into thy hand I commend that thy spirit, same kind of an idea. But how about Mark 13:32? I wonder if Dr. Elder Rear is telling us that this passage is really a genuine, authentic saying of Jesus. If he is, I want to raise this question. Who is the Son that is different from men and different from angels? Because he said, knoweth no man, not the angels, neither the Son. Who is the Son? If this is an authentic saying of Jesus, he puts himself above man. Because he's not in that category. He puts himself in a different category from angels, but rather the Son. Acts 3:13, God's servant, he said, come from the Greek word pais, which means boy, that's right, or servant, just like we have a saying, a bus boy. That's the reason he used the word, he's a servant. Yes, it's that kind of word. But the question is not, was Jesus a servant, but was he only a servant? That's the question. Not just was Jesus God's servant, but was he only a servant? Not was Jesus a man, but was he only a man? That is the question. And he said, these confirm the Islamic notion, a servant of God. Well, now, if that's all Islam wants to say, is that Jesus was a servant of God, and that Jesus is highly loved, fine. But that's not all they say. They say, furthermore, he is not divine. He was not crucified. He was not raised from the dead. Therefore, this is not all that they say. So, in saying that it confirms the Islamic notion, they do not give their whole notion. Because their whole notion is he is a servant of God and only a servant. He said, as a matter of fact, in giving us the history of the development of how we got what he called, what he, I suppose, would call the Trinity, Jesus said, where did he get that? He didn't read it in the Koran. If he did, I have missed it. He may have, but if he did, I missed it. But he gave us a statement right out of the book of Matthew, an unreliable, not authentic document that he quotes as though Jesus really said that. Did he? I maintain that any manuscript that we have that has that in it also has in it those claims of deity that Jesus made, for it is in Matthew that the high priest raised the question, tell us, art thou the Christ, the Son of God? And Jesus said, as we said the other night in the vernacular, you said it. Thou hast said. And then he gave us, he said, we're giving you an evolution of the concept about how the Trinity came to be. Well, did somebody say something? Well, I'm not really concerned about the discussion of the Trinity tonight. I'm not averse to a discussion of Godhood. As a matter of fact, what we're discussing is whether or not Jesus is the Son of God. He made the claim that he was. And he comes along and said, really, this is how it happened. I want to raise this question. How do you know Justin Martyr said anything? How do you know Tertullian said anything? How do you know any of these men said, we've got documents, but we have documents just as old and vague, quote, the very documents that he denied? I raise the question, why are they reliable when they give something he thinks is in his favor, but we'll show is not or could. But when they quote something that is in the New Testament, he said they're not reliable. And what they quote is not reliable. I maintain that it is purely prejudice, and I mean by that his mind was made up beforehand. That it is not based on objective evidence, because all the evidence that we have examined show clearly that what manuscripts we have are manuscripts that were in existence just shortly after the last apostle died, and some men lived during their time that quote what they said. Now, where did they come from? Did Barnabas, in the epistle to Barnabas, make up that scripture that he quoted? Where did we get the copy of it? I say again, if some men later than the first century sat down and made up these 27 books that all of it just dovetail like a hand in a glove, no wonder they ought to think that's divine. Anybody that could make that up would have to be superhuman. And so I'm suggesting to you that every argument he makes really goes against him. We have offered you the proof that in the documents that we have eyewitness testimony. And furthermore, we have a record where Jesus said, he said, like in Matthew, he said, we don't know who wrote it, therefore I don't believe it. But then he'll turn right around and quote it and said, Jesus said it. Now, if you don't know who wrote it, since it is, as far as you are concerned, anonymous, when it comes to the claim made in Matthew chapter 27, verses 63 and on, how do you know who wrote it when Jesus said, the Lord our God is one Lord? If it won't work because it's anonymous in Matthew 27, why will it work in Matthew earlier chapters? I maintain that if you're going to use it, you ought to use it as it is, and not just pick out what you want and reject what you don't want, nor pick out on some other basis and reject the other, but we ought to take it, either for what it claims to be, or just say we don't want any of it. And I believe that we're going to show, before the discussion is over, that this is exactly and identically the same claim that is made by the Mormons when they claim they have later revelation. So we've appealed to eyewitness testimony. He claimed to be the Son of God. He proved his claims by the miracles that he did. He gave them empirical, objective, verifiable evidence. He said that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He performed this miracle. Who can forgive sins but God? But he performed the miracle to prove that he had the right. Therefore, his claim to deity was justified. Furthermore, God endorsed that claim when God said, this is my Son. He further endorsed it when he raised him from the dead and gave him to be seen by witnesses. Did you know that there is more objective, verifiable evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ than most any fact of ancient history? I mean, eyewitness testimony. Now, it will not do to just come along and say, well, I don't believe that. I know folks that don't believe people went to the moon. That doesn't mean they didn't go. They could say, I know a woman, well, she's dead right now, but when they tell, she said, no, they didn't go. Well, I saw them on TV. No, she said, you might just see them take a picture of them. You don't know they went to the moon. She didn't anymore believe just the fact that she said, I don't believe it. And I know people don't believe the world's round. They have pictures of the world being round. They say, we don't believe it. There's a flat earth society. And they say, we don't believe the world's round. Well, they just really are. All I'm trying to suggest is there are people that say when the evidence is produced, I don't believe it. What do they do in examination of it? Just say, I don't believe it. Has he examined the evidence? He has examined some scriptures that he says are not authentic that substantiate his position. We have said Jesus was endorsed by the claim when God raised him from the dead and gave objective, scientific, verifiable eyewitness testimony. And the Jews condemned him to death because he claimed. We say the Jews condemned him to death. How did Christ die? He said he would be crucified. And eyewitness thought. Historians agree. So do the Jews and so do the enemies of Christ. That's on the other thing. Let's have why did Christ die, Jackie? What? Time. Okay. All right, listen to Dr. Elder Rear for the last speech. Appreciate your listening so courteously.